Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So Britain is in the grip of a winter of discontent. Strikes continue amongst rail workers, bus drivers and driving examiners. Nurses are also taking strike action for 2 days later this month. Unions are demanding a pay increase as the cost of living crisis and inflation continue to bite. And there are worries that the strike action could escalate even further. Well, I'm joined on the line by Alan Jones, industrial correspondent at PA Media. Alan, thank you for joining us this morning. So what's happening with these strikes? Is there any sign of a breakthrough at this point, or are there negotiations even happening?
Good morning. No, there's very little sign of any of these big disputes being resolved at all. There are no negotiations taking place at all this week. There are some meetings next week about the rail dispute, but there's very little sign that anything is going to change. So these strikes, I think, will continue, and there's some very big announcements due to be made in the next couple of weeks. We could have teachers being on strike next month. The two biggest teaching unions in England and Wales are announcing the results of ballots in the next 2 weeks. At the end of the month, we've got Fire Brigade Union announcing the result of their ballot for strikes. All the indications are that there's going to be massive support for strikes. So we could be looking at a huge escalation of industrial action in the coming weeks.
And Alan, when it comes to the health service, we know that the NHS is experiencing similar problems to the HSE here in terms of overcrowding, ED being close to not being able to operate. And we see the stories every day coming from Britain on that front. So strikes on top of that will potentially be disastrous.
Yes, I mean, it's already disastrous. You know, some of the stories we're hearing every day now are just heartbreaking. You know, people waiting in ambulances outside hospital A&Es for 14 hours and then going inside the A&E and then waiting on a trolley for hours. And just recently, there have been stories and heartbreaking pictures of people lying on the floor in hospital corridors waiting for a trolley. I mean, there's no question it's a proper crisis. And you're quite right. Ambulance workers going on strike next week, the week after, the nurses are on strike for 2 days. Obviously, it's going to be worse. But part of the dispute now is about the level of staffing. It's not just about pay. It's about the level of staffing in the NHS. The unions want something done about pay to stop people leaving and not being replaced.
It's interesting, though, when it comes to public support. Nurses have a lot of public support, the other unions too. Maybe the rails, the train drivers, a little less so. They still have some support, but people tend to get annoyed when they can't get to work.
Yeah, I think that's true. But it's also been the case, actually, that there's been a fair degree of public support for the rail workers. I mean, years ago, when there were rail strikes, there was quite a lot of anger from commuters, rail travellers about the disruption. That has not happened this time. And I think it's partly because there are so many people now in dispute over pay that they understand why the railway workers are taking this stance. You know, I mean, train drivers, yes, they're well paid, but, you know, so they should be. They have the lives of several hundred people in their hands every time they go out to work. Mm-hmm. The issue is they have not had a pay rise for 3 years. I know, and is that right? You know, of course it's not right, especially as these were some of the people who worked right the way through the pandemic, as the nurses did, as the teachers did. So that is an added level of anger, if you like.
We were talking to Professor John Tong here on the programme yesterday, and he was saying the problem for the British government is that even if they wanted to spend money on this problem and meet the demands or go some way to meeting the demands, the money simply isn't there to do that.
Yeah, well, the unions don't understand the government's inaction, if you like, on this. You know, there's been very few meetings. The Prime Minister is now being urged to get involved personally. He hasn't responded to that. A lot of these disputes could have been resolved right at the start. They weren't. And the longer they go on, the more difficult it is. And I tell you for nothing, if the government persists with their line of we can't afford to pay any more money, we're not going to reopen pay negotiations, there will be more strikes. There is no doubt about that.
It's interesting to see the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak yesterday making his first big speech as Prime Minister. He spoke about numerous things, including a drive to have everybody study maths until they're 18. But he didn't address this crisis, did he?
No, the unions again were just so angry yesterday. I've never known union leaders in Britain be so angry with the government. Honestly, they, you know, one of its five pledges was to reduce hospital waiting lists. There are several million people waiting for operations in Britain now, and he said that was one of his five pledges to reduce that. And you talk to any leader of a health union, and they will say to you, how can they possibly reduce waiting lists when there is a staffing crisis which is getting worse every day? He hardly talked about the strikes. He repeated this line that the government's door is open, but you know, union leaders have said to me that the door is open, you go through it, but there's absolutely nothing on the other side. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's amazing actually the lack of the unions. Say to me, they cannot understand the lack of urgency in among government circles to these several crises which are breaking out now.
And so your prediction is that this is going to get worse before it gets better. And we see that Mick Lynch from the RMT said that his union has a mandate to continue striking until May.
Yes, indeed. So because of employment law, unions have to re-ballot their members every 6 months for industrial action. Every time there's been another ballot, still massive support for strikes because very little is happening. In fact, I was talking to Mick Whelan, the leader of ASLEF, the drivers' union, yesterday, and he said his members want ASLEF to call more strikes for longer because nothing is happening. So yes, unless there's a breakthrough, unless there's a big change of direction on one of the sides in these disputes, these strikes will continue for months.
Just going back to what you were saying about anger from the unions when they talk about how the government is dealing with this or not dealing with this, Pat Cullen from the Royal College of Nursing has spoken about going in for negotiations and doing all of the talking and hearing absolutely nothing back from the other side of the table. Is that what you're hearing, that it is almost silence coming from the government side?
Totally. Absolutely. You know, the unions think when there is a meeting, it's just so that the government can say that there's been a meeting. But nothing happens during these meetings. The health secretary refuses to talk about pay at these meetings. It's almost at the stage where the unions aren't sure if it's worth having any meetings now unless there's an agreement beforehand to talk about pay.
Mm-hmm. When are the teachers making decisions on striking?
So next week and the week after, we're going to have ballot results from the two biggest teaching unions in England and Wales about going on strike again over pay. They had a pay rise in the summer way below the rate of inflation. Similar problems in education here as it is in the NHS, teachers leaving because of pay, teachers left looking after bigger classes, ever more stressful levels. So I think within the next 2 weeks, we could have announcements of strikes by teachers, you know, which again will be massive. I mean, these are, teachers worked out their through the pandemic, they changed the way they were teaching, taught online, hailed as being massive heroes, went beyond the call. And we could be seeing them on picket lines in a couple of weeks. It's incredible what's been happening.
And listen, just as we're talking, Alan, Keir Starmer, the Labour Party leader, is giving his first big speech of 2023. How much can the unions rely on the Labour Party being able to sort this problem out after the next election? Because they've had this strange sort of hands-off approach to these strikes. I know that some of the criticism has suggested that. Keir Starmer is saying that they won't be able to spend their way out of, as he puts it, the problems that the Tories have created.
Yeah, it's one of the big messages today from Keir Starmer is that Labour won't spend their way out of anything, really. So, I mean, obviously, the unions would prefer to have a Labour government to deal with. They think things would be much easier. And the lines coming from Labour are that they wouldn't have got these disputes in the state that they're in now. There's a lot of support among Labour MPs for what the unions are doing, but the leadership have been slightly different, if you like. So some of the union leaders are very critical, actually, of Keir Starmer's response to all of this. But I think there's no question, as far as the unions are concerned, if there was a Labour government, we wouldn't be in the position we're in today.
Alan, thank you very much for joining us. Alan Jones, industrial correspondent with PA Media. And coming up next on the programme, we're going to meet the Irish trauma surgeon who has provided training to his medical counterparts in Ukraine.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.